Good morning to you all. We're glad that you're in the Lord's house today. This morning we have to compete with a little bit of the thunder that's outside. I hope that that will not discourage you in your singing, but that you'll sing even more loudly in praise to the Lord. In our call to worship today, I want to do something just a little bit different. We're reading from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 20, where we read, "Despise not prophesyings." And the word there in the original language is not the idea of foretelling the future, but rather of forth-telling, the concept of the truth of preaching. Despise not preaching. I brought with me this morning John Robinson's prayer or final farewell to the Mayflower Pilgrims that he wrote to them to be read on board in July of 1620. And he gave five things that he wanted them to be aware of. And I want to just share with you the fourth in regard to this verse of Scripture about not despising preaching, because that's what he did. He preached a message to them basically in this letter. And he says, "And a fourth thing there is carefully to be provided for, to wit, that with your common employments you join common affections truly bent upon the general good, avoiding deadly plague of both your common and special comfort, all retiredness of mind for proper advantage." Let me just translate that for you. Whenever you are living with each other in the new world, stop thinking about yourself and think about others. That's what he says to them. Don't be thinking about, retire your mind for seeking advantage for yourself. Everybody is going to have to work together. Then he says, "And all singularly affected any manner of way, let every man repress in himself and the whole body in each person, as so many rebels against the common good, all private respects of men's selves, not sorting with the general conveniency. And as men are careful not to have a new house shaken with any violence before it is well settled, and the parts fitly knit together, so be you, I beseech you, brethren, much more careful that the house of God, which you are and are to be not shaken with unnecessary novelties or other oppositions at the first settling thereof." Now, I want you to see the orderly fashion that he desired for this. He was sending half of his congregation to the new world. He would not join them, for he died in 1625, just 5 years after he wrote this particular letter. But his desire for them was that they be knit together, and that they would put aside selfish interests, and that they would seek to glorify God in the establishing of their homes and in establishing the house of God there in the new world. And he reminds them that they are not to be taken with unnecessary novelties or other oppositions at the first settling thereof. You know what he was expressing in his preaching letter that he sent to them? He was saying, listen, you be careful, because we know the human heart. He mentions that at the very beginning of his message to them in the letter. We all know the human heart. And we know how the human heart defends itself. And the human heart seeks its own good every time. Be careful of that. That will destroy the colony before you ever get it started. Now, the principle is this. Don't despise the preaching and teaching of the Word of God that you've been given. Over and over again, John Robinson mentioned that. Don't despise. Don't turn your backs on. Remember, why did they leave the Netherlands? They left because they were losing their children to the world. The children were listening to the world, not listening to the preaching of the Word. And John Robinson said, we must leave here. He was the leader of that cause. We must leave here, or we will lose our families, we will lose our children, because they are not heeding the Word of God. And so he wrote several messages. We have a tremendous amount of material that this preacher of the Word, though he was an outcast and despised by the Church of England and by the magistrates for leading these people away from the government and away from that, he sought for them to be an orderly society based upon the preaching of the Word of God. Despise not prophesying. That was the whole reason that they left the Netherlands and why they came to the New World. And where do we find ourselves today? We find a nation of people who despise the preaching of the Word of God. Oh, how sad. Oh, how sad. That's the secret for life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. That's the secret. And yet we're rejecting that and pursuing our hearts. And our hearts will always take us down the wrong road, and it will lead us to destruction. May God help us at this Thanksgiving time to be thankful for the Word of God. Amen. Thankful for the Word of God and the preaching of the Word of God, which seeks to direct us to the Lord Jesus Christ. May God help us today to have hearts of thanksgiving and praise.